Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Gary Greenberg. And Gary has been the chief organizer for the Child Victims Act in the New York State Senate and Assembly. And he's here to talk about this session and what it means, this session, with the Democrats and the majority control. So, Gary, you must be pretty happy.
Yes, Cynthia, good afternoon to you and your listeners. Yes, I'm very happy and excited for victims all across New York State that they're finally going to get justice, the justice that we've been after for so long here in New York, decades.
So exactly what does the passage of the Child Victims Act mean to the many, many people who have been sexually abused over the years?
Well, I think the passing finally of it will give a lot of victims hope. You know, for the first time, they feel that the legislature is listening to them, and it'll give them hope and, you know, it'll give them a chance to get healing and justice, because there will be a one-year look back so victims can get into a civil court and go after their predator or institution that was involved. So they'll finally be able to do that and get accountability against the institution and or predator. And so that's, you know, it's a very good feeling, because it's been so long. As you know, it's taken a very long, long time to get this done. So it's very, very exciting days here.
That's great. So did you realize this was going to happen the day after Election Day, when you knew that the Democrats gained control of the state Senate?
Well, yes. Yes, that's why I became, you know, formed my Fighting for Children PAC in 2016, to put senators in place that will support the Child Victims Act. And while we did that in 2016, there was the IDC and Felder who continued to caucus or had agreements with the Republicans. So when 2018 came around, we were able to get senators in these Senate seats that were previously occupied by Republicans, who now, these senators now have committed to voting for the Child Victims Act. The Democratic majority in the Senate, led by the new majority leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, will pass the Child Victims Act. The Assembly will pass it, and the governor will sign it, and it will become law.
So what does this I'm sorry. What does this mean for the people who have been victimized, who have over the years not been treated fairly? What's it going to mean to them?
Well, it's going to mean a chance, you know, to get accountability. There will be a one-year look back, so they'll be able to get into a court. I'm trying to get into the bill a victims assistance fund, because not all victims will be able to pursue their predator in a court of law, because if an institution wasn't involved, then, you know, 90% of the cases in New York State, an institution is not involved, whether it's a church or a school or Boy Scouts. So, you know, there's a family member, as in my case, a total stranger. These victims also need justice, so I'm trying to get in the bill that the 90% would be able to. And some victims don't want to go to court. They would rather have a fund where, you know, they could go to and get help for their therapy and for their medicine. So I'm trying to get into the bill a fund to help victims. And the state already does this. They have victims assistance programs for, you know, victims of crime that happened today. Well, these victims happened in the past. They didn't have that opportunity to get assistance, and some of them never have. They can't sue their predator because the predator is dead or has no money. There's no institution involved. No lawyer will take their case to go to civil court. These victims also need healing and justice. So we have to make sure that the Child Victims Act allows every victim in this state, whoever was abused, to be allowed to have healing, accountability, and justice. So that's I also like to see in the bill mandatory reporting with fines. So if a priest or a rabbi or a school teacher or, you know, has to report if a child reports to them that they've been abused, then that individual has a responsibility to report that to the proper authorities. And if they don't, they can be, you know, charged criminally if that's put into the law and fined. And institutions can be fined if that's in the law. So mandatory education. Also, that we're in schools, children are taught good touch, bad touch. This is done in about 45 other states right now. New York doesn't do it. Mandatory teaching in schools. That it's okay to report this to proper authority to you if you're a kid. You know, it's okay to tell a parent, it's okay to tell a teacher, it's okay to tell a policeman, because a lot of times when kids are abused, they're threatened by the perpetrator, and they're told, you know, the family will be killed, or if they report it, they'll be killed. So, you know, we have to, in order to reduce future cases of child sex abuse, we have to have the proper education. And then the statute of limitations, which we want totally taken off, because there should be no statutes for a victim when they're sexually abused, criminally or civilly. So, you know, I'm worried about future victims that down the road, because there's talk now of only 28. So if it only goes to 28, the victims of the future will be in the same position as victims of today. So we should have no statute of limitations on criminal and civil cases going forward.
So when you heard about when you heard about the statute of limitations, did that anger you, upset you? How did you feel?
You mean the 28 that the
yes.
No, I don't want 28 because and then the governor proposed they. You know, we appreciate the governor's support on the Child Victims Act and the look back, but the governor's bill is actually weaker, what he proposed Friday, than last year. Last year in the budget bill, he had a no statute of limitations on criminal cases in the future. I think he had to 50 on civil cases and a one-year look back. And the bill that he proposed in his budget on Friday would only go to 28 on criminal cases, felony and misdemeanor, which can be molestation. That would only go to 23. So that's much too low. I as an advocate and as someone who went out and I've heard from hundreds of advocates over the weekend, you know, they do not want this. They do not want 2 years on misdemeanor cases raised to 25, and they don't want 28. They want the legislature, the assembly, and the Senate to take action within 30 days of the start of the session, which would be January 30th. Many of the Senate candidates, or in fact, all of them, I had 16 rallies in this state, 23 candidates, every one of those candidates stood up and said, we're going to pass the Child Victims Act by January 30th. And I got up and said, we're going to pass the toughest statute of limitation law in this country. So the governor definitely bill does not fit that mold, and it's unacceptable. And so I'm urging the Senate and Assembly to pass, do what they told the constituents and the voters that they would do by January 30th. There's polls done that I had done and other groups where Child Victims Act and these key races on Long Island and Hudson Valley played a very important role in people putting Democrats in over Republicans. So they have to do what they said they did during the campaign, the senators, and pass the Child Victims Act. There's no doubt the Child Victims Act will pass, but what the specifics are and what the language is what we have to they have to do what they promised to do on the campaign trail.
Okay, you just said that the proposal by Cuomo this year is watered down from what he proposed last year. Why do you think that is?
Well,
why do you think that is?
I think that, first of all, if you wait for the governor to, the budget bill, it goes out into the end of March, or, because it has to be passed by April 1st, so it would extend that period of time for, the church lobbyists, the Boy Scout lobbyists, other lobbyists to have time to go in and, to run their propaganda machine. So, that's one thing. The other thing, I have no idea why the governor did that. He doesn't negotiate with me. I haven't. He refuses, and Alfonso David have refused to talk to me for the last year and a half because they say I said negative things about the governor. So they refuse to negotiate. I don't know who they're negotiating with, but whoever they are negotiating with doesn't represent the majority of victims in this state. And so I really don't anticipate that it'll go to the budget. I think the Senate and the Assembly will pass a strong Child Victims Act, and it will be sent to the governor for his signature. At that point, he'll have to decide, do I want to stand with victims or do I want to stand with predators? And he'll either sign the bill or he'll veto it. I think he'll sign it. Any bill you send to him, he'll sign. So that's what I want done. The Child Victims Act passed in the first 30 days by January 30th, and the Assembly and the Senate, and then send the bill to the governor for his signature. And that's what the people voted on in the last election. The people voted for these senators come to Albany and change. And so it's time to take a vote. They complained about the Republicans for decades. It's time to vote. It's not time to put it in a budget. It's not time. It's time to vote. And that's what all victims in this state want. I've heard from, like I said, hundreds of victims by email, text, phone call over the weekend since the governor's budget proposal came out. And so I anticipate the legislature will take action.
So, we've talked in the past about the power of the Catholic Church to put the kibosh on this. And, you talked about the Boy Scouts, and I assume also the Jewish clergy. So,
yes, Orthodox, yes.
Right. If everything goes according to your wishes, they won't have any power over this anymore, will they?
No, they won't. No, they will not, and they should not. The voters of this state specifically voted for Democratic senators to come here to Albany and pass the Child Victims Act, and the church and the Boy Scouts and the other insurance companies were supporters of the Republican Senate. So, the time has come to take a vote, and it's time to vote. I mean, this should be voted on. And 150 kids are getting abused a day in this state. In New York State today, 150 kids will be abused. It's time to take a vote, and let's take a vote now. Take it by January 30th and get the law in, get the governor to sign it, and let's start protecting kids as they should have been protected years and years ago in this state.
So to ensure that the bill that passes is what you want, what could people do who are listening to this? What could they do to ensure that your specifications are met?
Well, I'm having a major rally tomorrow at the Capitol in room 130, the Legislative Correspondents Association press room, at 11 o'clock in the morning. And that's the Legislative Office Building, the newer one. They can come to that. They can call their senators up and tell them to, you know, to vote to, by January 30th, and they're in support of it. Call their assembly people up. And call the governor's office up and tell him that you don't want his proposal in the budget, that you want the legislature to pass the bill, and when it comes to the governor, you want him to sign it.
Okay, so let's wait, you know, till the end of the month. We'll see what happens, and then I'd like you back on Focus on Albany to share your thoughts about the progress of the bill.
Great. Hopefully by then we better have a bill. A Child Victims Act that'll help every victim in this state.
Okay, Gary. So we'll talk again, you know, as the session evolves. So you've been listening to Gary Greenberg, you know, for the Child Victims Act. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes if you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Gary, we'll talk again, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank
have
you.
A wonderful day. Okay, bye.